Hi, this is a dictation for Terence Grantee, like Tom, E-R-E-N-C-E, G-R. Last name is Grant, G-R-A-N-T. The date of birth is 9/13/93. The date of accident is 6/9/2024. Date of service is 6/5/2024. Chief complaints are patient reports of severe pain in the neck, right shoulder, right knee, upper and mid back and lower back and neck area. Shooting pain to the both buttocks. Pain in the right knee is worse, making difficulty in walking. The patient alleges all these symptoms to be related to an automobile accident that happened on 6/5/2024 around 4 p.m. He was traveling as a passenger on the right side, and there were two friends who were also traveling in this car. They were traveling in an Impala car on Mac Avenue in the East Detroit. And patient reported that he was sleeping and he was wearing seatbelt, but he cannot remember any details of the accident. It appears that other car has hit their car on a T-bone passenger side. As their car was waiting on a stoplight at an intersection or an intersection at Mac Avenue. The other street is unknown at this time. They have filed a police complaint and we'll be waiting for the police complaint as well as pictures of the car to arrive. The other car they were hit with is Cadillac that was traveling at 30 to 35 miles an hour. However, their own car was completely stopped. They were wearing a seatbelt, airbag did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, and it was not a hit and run accident. The police did not come, ambulance didn't arrive. Regarding the impact, the damage was towards the back part of the car on the right side of the trunk. The car is not completely total, almost $3,500 to $4,000 damage. The light, the brakes, the tires were damaged on the right side where the impact happened towards the passenger side. However, still the car was drivable and they went to police station in this car after driving. Regarding the impact injury, patient report that he jerked forward and backward and caused a whiplash injury. He hit the window on the right side with his right shoulder and right knee banged into the door also. But at the time he was sleeping, it was all sudden. The patient reported that they went to the emergency room the same day as they drove to the St. John Hospital in Madras. 8 hours stay in the ER is reported. X-ray of the shoulder, cervical spine, knee, and the back was done. CT scan of the cervical spine and brain was done. And they were found to be okay and were discharged on Motrin. An injection of the Toradol was also given. History of the presenting illness, patient reports of headaches that are moderate, really severe, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on, and they are occupying the front and the right temple. They are sometimes moderate, they are sometimes severe. And they're constant, sensitive to the noise, but not sensitive to the light. Associated with nausea, but there is no vomiting, no seizures or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI are reported, severe dizziness and vertigo is reported, ringing in the ear and loss of balance is reported, confusion is reported, nausea is reported. However, the patient does not have any loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, loss of concentration or incontinence of the urine bowel, denies any blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. The taste problem, smell problem are not present. TMJ is okay. Further, the patient reports that there is weakness and lightheadedness, fatigue, and there is a reported numbness and tingling of both the buttocks. Please review the reference for the details. Please review the records for the system review and surgical history, allergies histories. Kindly review the chart for the family history, relationship status, current employment status. Legal history, personal history. In the pain area, patient does report that they have pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, right shoulder, and the right knee. The pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back is as follows. The pain in the neck is 8. Mid back pain is 8, lower back pain is 7. However, it is shooting down to both the buttocks posteriorly in as well as to dermatome fashion, but it doesn't occupy the thigh or the leg, rest of the leg. The right shoulder pain is 8, and there is a reduction in the movement of a shoulder joint in abduction up to 100 degrees, and forward flexion is 100 degrees. Right knee is reported at 7, and there is a difficulty in walking. Patient has no muscle weakness of the upper or lower extremities and no bladder bowel incontinence. Only the occasional numbness and tingling is reported. The patient reported that they had x-rays and CT scan in the hospital and no other treatment has been afforded to them. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 130 over 86, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 99, height is 5'5", weight is 151. The patient is a 30-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is well, is normal, and there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Faces are noticed. The patient is mildly anxious but not lethargic. There is a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, except there is some limping from the right knee, but he is able to walk independently without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam comes from the template, which includes musculature examination, where there is a spasm of the quadratus lumbar muscle and pain in the right shoulder rotator cuff muscle. No trigger points are noticed. Rest of the muscles are completely normal. Use the tablet. This neurological examination is normal. Psychiatric examination is normal. In the musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Inspection palpation comes from the tablet. The spine tenderness is noticed in the area of right sacroiliac joint, C5, 6, 7, T11 and 12, and L4, L5 and S1 area. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed in the area of quadratus lumborum bilaterally, as well as paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5. There is a moderate tenderness and 1 plus hypertonicity and trigger points noticed in the paravertebral muscle spasm area. In the range of motion, the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 35, extension is 40, bilateral rotation is 40, and bilateral side flexion is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 50. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain: cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Soto R test, and the myelopathy signs are all negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, Lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, the patient has a positive straight leg raising test at 40 degrees. The Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. And contralateral leg rest test is positive. Gonsalon test negative. Brzezinski sign is negative. Camp test is positive. The sacroiliac joint are tendered, especially the right side. With positive favor test and Gaussian test on the right, the standing flexion test, Ely compression test, and distraction test are found negative. The extremities examination, except for the right knee and right shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be intact. There is no deficit of the motor power anywhere, and there is no carpal tunnel syndrome, negative Tinel's and Phelan's sign, and rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. The examination of the right shoulder is as follows. The patient has a moderately severe pain, which is reported to be around 8, with the difficulty in moving the arm beyond 100 degrees of abduction, forward flexion, muscle strength is normal, and peripheral circulation is intact, grips are normal. The area of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon appear to be in spasm and painful, tender. Special testing was conducted, anterior posterior apprehension test, speed test, near test, empty beer can test, and Hawking candidate test are positive. And right knee examination reveals that there is a tenderness in the peripatellar area as well as the collateral ligaments, medial collateral ligament, and they are intact, and motor power is normal, valgus varus abnormality is absent. And peripatellar tenderness is noticed without any swelling, no crepitation or grinding or popping noise is heard. There is no normal anterior drawer, posterior drawer are negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension was found positive. Diagnosis. General, V8 9.2, XFT is C79.89, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90XA. Nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0. Right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30. M75.50, S43.432D. Right knee, M25.561, M23.205. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M54.17, S33.5XXA. The plan of care is from the template for Terence Grant. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, the right shoulder, right knee, and bilateral, especially the right sacroiliac joint, and with traction massage, the chiropractic treatment, acupuncture massage is also ordered. Patient is advised about laser treatment as well as the infrared treatment. He's ordered to have a work disability, household replacement, and transportation. In the DME, patient is provided with back brace, tension unit, and right knee brace for further help. Medications, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation and relief of all the spasm and sleep, Elevil 50 mg for relieving the GAD disorder, pain relief and sleep, Lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram daily for the topical pain relief. Narcotic pain medication are provided, Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours, 7 days, 14 tablets for PRN take for pain medications. So far the patient is quite stable and his advice following things. The non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are all yes. A review of the available MRIs and CT scan are not available. They were done at the hospital in the emergency room at St. John Morris, and they will be requested, released. And once they are available, they will be entertained. Medical records are also ordered released. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered at this time, except trigger points can be done if patient is not improved in a month's time. Surgical options, none are being considered. Neuropsych will be considered at a later date when dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, headaches are not improved. Attended care casework is not warranted. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered today. And personal support is yes, and education is yes. Follow up within 15 days. Thank you.